Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. Hey love, welcome. I'm so happy to be back creating for the podcast. You probably didn't even notice, but I've had a little hiatus, maybe about a month or so, really because I didn't really know what I wanted to say, and I've been in the process of taking some time to really listen to where this body of work wants to go now. And I guess I always feel like it's changing and evolving, but you know, in this space and this time and these past few weeks, I have been, feeling very called to focus even more on somatics, and also not just somatics for coaches and healers and therapists, but somatics for everyone. And I'm kind of having the sense that maybe just talking to entrepreneurial types is starting to feel quite restricting for me. And there is this whole world outside of entrepreneurship that I want to engage with and I want to speak to on this podcast. And it's, it just feels more expansive that way. And yeah, there's also a little bit of fear that comes along with this as well. Maybe you've heard that phrase, you know, if you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one. That all the marketing gurus say that, right? And maybe that's just bullshit that I've been taught by these marketing gurus. Maybe it's not true. Maybe I don't have to buy into that. So it just feels like it's time to expand. And that's my intention with the podcast moving forward, is that, you know, I talk about topics that are, you know, relevant to business for sure, but also relevant to people who are not running their own businesses and have no interest in doing that. And I'm sure there are some of you listening. So in this episode, I'm talking about somatic embodiment and how it liberates our potential. And there is a reason why I'm bringing in this topic today, and it's because the Coven Mastermind is back, and I've just opened the doors to receive applications. If you were listening to the podcast last year, then you know that I was talking a lot about the Coven last year. But if you need your memory refreshing, the Coven Mastermind is for business owners, and it's a hybrid, personalized, one-to-one somatic embodiment journey with me. So you work with me personally, and a intimate group business, mastermind. And it's meticulously designed to help you to shift old limiting patterns, embody your deepest witchy self, and bring forth your most potent work to the world so that you can get clearer on your unique medicine, what you're here to bring. Get better at attracting the people who actually want it, and also feeling more spacious, fulfilled, and alive and vital and all those things. So having almost now just wrapped up the first ever round of the Coven, I can say that I'm really proud of this work, and I'm really proud of the setup. It has worked so beautifully. One, because it's a mixture of somatic work with business design that is regenerative. So obviously the work we do together goes much deeper than just mindset, but also the kind of people that enter my spaces are just epic, decent, loving, magical, caring human beings, and that's also what makes the magic. And I know from experience, and I'm witnessing it with our current coven that are just finishing up, that being surrounded by people who love and see you and accept you is incredibly simple and incredibly healing. And so many of us don't really know that experience. And I know that it's been so appreciated by the women who've already been through the coven process, and in many ways has been one of the things that's really stuck with them and impacted them and changed them and transformed them the most. So I probably won't be offering the coven again until probably this time next year, maybe later. So that's just something to bear in mind. And it's also the last opportunity to work with me specifically on business related stuff, as my plan is moving forward, when I have space, I will probably be focusing solely on somatic healing and somatic coaching in my one-on-one practice, I think. Pretty sure. I'm like, it's all in the air, but that's the plan right now. So yeah, if this has piqued your interest and you're looking for support to help you heal, expand, and grow in your business in a healthy way, then you can head over to drsarahcoxon.com/coven, or you can click the link in the show notes and you can read more details. And yeah, if it feels like something that you'd love to get involved with, feel free to apply. Okay, so now let's talk more about somatic embodiment. So unless you've been living under a rock, you know that I believe that mindset work only really takes us so far. And the reason why we can't just rely on mindset work is that we are holistic beings. And any limits or struggles that we're facing in business or in life are a mixture of our conditioning, our beliefs, what we're practicing, so our behavior, our default nervous system responses as well, those behavioral responses, our adaptive strategies, unresolved stuff, and the communities, the institutions, and the systems and the environments that we are embedded within and living within. So this is our embodiment, or in somatic speak, our shape, our somatic shape. And our somatic shape is made up of patterns. Patterns of thinking, patterns of behaving, basically a recurrent and habitual, mostly, way of engaging with the world. So what we have to understand is that we are, as humans experiencing this world, we are an accumulation of patterned embodied practices. And these practices are situated in the body and they are expressed from the body. That's the somatic part. So perhaps you've heard that phrase, you are what you practice, or you are what you say you are. This is what we mean by that. So for many of us, these practices are mostly unconscious, and we have been doing them for so long that we no longer have to think about them. For, you know, we think that that's actually just how we are. Like, that's just how we behave. That's just how I am. And most of our ways of being in the world, or our practices, our embodiment, is inherited through our communities, our families, institutions, and social systems. And also, landscape can very much shape us as well. We will embody different ways of being depending on whether we live in urban areas or we live in vast natural landscapes. That changes our embodiment. It changes what we practice day to day, how we live from day to day, and it also even changes the shape of our body. If you're living in an urban environment, you're much more likely to be looking down and away. Phones, I'm thinking of like people on the tube in London or in the metros, like you're looking down, you're looking away from people. And then if you're living in a vast, expansive landscape, you're much more likely to be looking at the horizon and up and out. And that's going to speak volumes to how you feel, what your beliefs are, how you move through the world. That's just one example. And there's just countless examples. So many of our embodied ways of being, they may also be rooted in experiences that our bodies weren't able to handle, and therefore stored and embedded within our nervous system to protect us. And this results in those default responses that I've spoken about on the podcast before, flight, fight, freeze, or fawn or appease, whatever you want to call it. And they can be triggered and activated even when there is no real threat, only a perceived threat or a pressure. So our somatic shape, the somatic shape, our embodiment, who we are being in the world, can be restrictive or it can be expansive. So we know it's restricted when we're not moving in the direction that we want to be. Maybe we're stuck or we're stagnant, or maybe we keep finding ourselves in loops of experience. So maybe we keep finding ourselves in similar relationships with similar dynamics, no matter who the person is, right? No matter whether it's a romantic partner we choose or it's a friend, different friends that keep coming in, there's some loops of experience that are happening. Or perhaps the same shit just keeps coming up in business, and no matter how much we try to change our strategy or our business model, it's just, we just keep experiencing the same kind of stuff. Or maybe there's health stuff. You know, we keep getting sick, and it may be different sicknesses, or it may be the same sicknesses, and there's like a loop that happens. That's part of our embodiment. And that can, that's also down to a restricted embodiment. And yeah, we may just in general just keep attracting, quote unquote, certain circumstances that are not really, that don't feel healthy, that may feel toxic, that may feel like they're just not really for us. That's not to say that everything that goes on in our world is something we attract. I don't believe that at all. I believe in a bottom-up approach, yes. Like, you know, who we're being in the world shapes our reality for sure, but also like the external things can also shape us. So somatics isn't like it's not a one-way thing. It's very much two-way. So this isn't where we go into victim blaming or anything like that. When our somatic shape is expansive, when who we're being and the somatic shape we're taking is expansive, our beliefs, our practices, our ways of seeing the world is expansive, then there's room to grow. There's spaciousness, there's possibility, and there's flexibility and resilience when shit hits, which, you know, it does because, hello, life. So we're able to expand into our potential in right pacing and right timing. And that's the key as well. Not at the pacing of what we think we should be, what society tells us we should be doing, and the pace, like, you know, you should be married by 30, have kids by whatever. That's the life example. Or you should have grown your business to X amount by, you know, within 6 months. No. Everyone has their right pacing and right timing. And somatics recognizes, or somatic embodiment recognizes, that there is a seed inside of you, the seed of who you're supposed to be in the world and how you're supposed to come into your fullest and authentic expression. And this has been in my work since day one. And for each of us, it is different, but it is each of our responsibility, I think, to tend to that seed, to water that seed, to nourish and give nutrients to that seed. And as that seed grows, it's going to keep evolving. Just like a tree grows from a sapling, it's going to have cycles of growth. Leaves growing, like blossoming, blossom, leaves, full summer green, and then the autumn of the leaves turning dry, going golden, and falling away into winter. So cycles of growth, of like things being, you know, flourishing and feeling really expansive and amazing, and then things having to fall away, those cycles are natural, but the tree will keep on growing and expanding through those cycles, constantly evolving into a more expressed version of itself. That is you. You are a tree. You're obviously not a tree, but for the purposes of illustration, you're a tree. But a tree planted in a pot cannot grow to its fullest expression. It just can't. And this is true for us. We may want to explore and expand into our potential, but if we are restricted by our environment, our conditioning, our default nervous system responses, our adaptive strategies, and our beliefs, it's going to be a constant struggle. And at some point, we're going to meet an edge that we just can't move past. So to expand into our potential, we need to shift our somatic shape, meaning that we change what we are consistently practicing and who we are being in the world to match who we truly are on the inside. That blueprint of who we really are and who we're destined to be and what we're destined to contribute perhaps to the world, we start to shift our identity to be in more in coherence with who we really are. So yeah, in many ways, it's really about this subtle shift in identity. And I say subtle shift in identity. It's not about becoming who you're not. It's about kind of excavating the treasure within you to find out who you really are, and bringing that which is inside of you into the open. You know, the deepest core of who you are into the open, and having it be truly reflected in the ways that you think, the ways you act, the ways you move, even the decisions you make. This is your somatic embodiment. And it's such a powerful journey of transformation. It's such a powerful journey of becoming. And maybe to demonstrate this to you in a way that perhaps feels more, a little bit more tangible and less theoretical, maybe it's good for me to share with you about one of the clients that I've worked with. Obviously, I've worked with hundreds now, but I'm going to share with you one. Now, I'm going to keep this fairly vague for confidentiality reasons. So there may be many of my clients listening to this wondering if it's them I'm talking about. Because yeah, similar themes come up all the time in my practice. It could be you, might not be. There's many, many clients who've had very, very similar themes over the past few years. Anyway, this particular client came to me wanting to learn how to feel more confident as a space holder and feel safer to put herself and her ideas out there so that she could attract more clients, as she felt that she was hiding, and she felt that this hiding mechanism, or this like suppression mechanism, was holding her back from what she truly wanted and truly cared about. So at the beginning of our journey together, and I do this with all my clients, we got really clear on what is it that you care about? What is it that you really want? And then we mapped out her current embodiment. This, by the way, was something that I learned from working with my coach, Rachel Maddox. So massive shout out to her, because it was a game changer. Anyway, with this client, we mapped out her current embodiment. And by doing that together, we recognized that there were three key adaptive strategies at play that really formed the key pillars of her current embodiment. There was the hyper-reliance strategy. So this was part of her who didn't even really realize that she was allowed to have needs and felt that she had to do everything herself. Then there was a quiet, silenced part, adaptive strategy of staying quiet. And this was the part of her that suppressed what she had to say or held it back to maintain relational safety with others, because there was a fear of what would happen if she was judged or rejected or told that she was wrong. And then there was a third adaptive strategy at play within her embodiment, and that was the avoider, the part of her that didn't want to show up for what she truly cared about, because again, it was a protective mechanism against the pain and humiliation of possible failure. So once we'd mapped this out, she could really see that what she was embodying and practicing, it kind of made sense as to why everything in her business was feeling super, super, super stuck. Because with hyper-reliance, she wasn't getting support and she wasn't even owning what she really needed. With the silencing part, the suppression, she wasn't showing her, she wasn't showcasing her skill set or her beliefs or her approaches. And also the avoidant part meant there was a lot of procrastination going on. So things that really did need to get done in order to create momentum just weren't getting done. So we worked together on helping her to connect to and embody a new way of being. One that felt or feels safe to show herself, share her ideas freely and without shame, asks for what she wants and is resilient and able to bounce back during the times where it feels slow or someone disagreed with her or, you know, life happened. So we worked together for 3 months and each session was this blend of working through the stuff, like working through, some of you will call this shadow or the somatic imprints parts, working through her stuff and beginning this process of depatterning the nervous system responses and the adaptive behavioral strategies that had been running her life for so long. So we spent a lot of time getting to know them and starting to depattern them slowly, because this stuff takes time. And then also making contact with and slowly getting familiar with her new way of being. And throughout the whole time, she was really, really happy with the small changes she felt that she was making. And after we finished working together, she messaged me maybe a month after we finished up. And she said that she could really, really see the ripple effects of the work because she was feeling way more expressed, more confident. She had people reaching out and telling her that they love what she stood for. And as a result, more people were reaching out and wanting to work with her. And this was a completely new experience for her. And over time, she's going to get more skilled at practicing her new embodiment because it takes repetition. It takes practice. It takes time. That's why I say that this work isn't a magic pill, but oh my goodness, it's magic. And I say this to all my clients, that we have a lifetime to embody who we came here to be. But it's so good to have a roadmap and a set of practices that keep paving that way for us and keep moving us out of default and the stuff that's kind of been given to us and handed to us, and instead intentionally moving towards who we want to be in the world and what we care about. So here's what I invite you to take away from this episode. It's who you're being that matters, and we are what we practice. So if you are stuck or you're at a crossroads or something needs to change or you're at a plateau, and if you want to transcend this current experience in life, in business, then you have to work holistically to embody a version of yourself that is in coherence with that. In physiology, so in your nervous system, in beliefs, behaviors, and habits, and even environment. So somatic embodiment is that holistic and intentional change process that helps us to embody new ways of being that bring us closer to living a life and running a business that is in alignment with what we deeply desire, what we care about for ourselves and for others. And somatic embodiment is what forms the foundation of the work that we do in the Coven Mastermind. So yeah, if you are at a crossroads or the stagnation in your business and you would like to spend some time focusing on and commit yourself to focusing on embodying a new way of being that brings you closer to what you want, and you also want to be surrounded by really cool, witchy, supportive women and feel witnessed and heard and held, then the Coven Mastermind might just be the right space for you. So you know what to do. You can head over to the link in the show notes. You can check it out. And if you feel like it's the right space for you, you can apply. And just as a final note, the Coven Mastermind is not just a space for somatic healing and embodiment, it's also a space that fosters magic, ritual, ancestry, regeneration, sisterhood, and where we explore the meaningful stuff that actually matters. So if you've been craving a space like that, then I invite you to head over to the page now and find out all the details. And yeah, if you feel like this is meant for you, feel free to apply. Thank you so, so, so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that it's sparked some ideas in you. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.